Part 2. The FU Money Myths. 8 myths that are keeping you from making your FU money. Chapter 3. FU Money Myth Number 1. Money can buy happiness. Don't you just hate it when people tell you that money can buy happiness? That's fucking bullshit. It's nonsense. If you don't think money can buy happiness, you don't know where to shop. Poverty only breeds misery and more poverty. If you don't think money can buy happiness, you're living a lie that broke people came up with. I know a ton of people who are broke, and they're miserable because of it. I've been broke, and I've been rich. I can honestly say that rich is a hell of a lot better. Better to be a rich son of a bitch than a poor son of a bitch. Money is fantastic. Money is good. I love making money because it gives you choices. It gives you freedom. It gives you control, and it buys you time. Money gives you the power to do the things you want to do when you want to do them. What could possibly be wrong with that? I'll never forget. It was 2 a.m. on a Saturday night. I was asleep, and I barely heard the phone ring and ring and ring. Finally, I picked it up and half asleep and said, "This is Dan." I heard a woman's voice on the other end saying, "Dan, this is your aunt." And I grumbled and, "Oh, who is this? This is your aunt. Oh, hey, what's the occasion, aunt? What's happening?" "Dan, your father just had a stroke." "What? Your father just had a stroke?" Although my father and mother got divorced, I love him deeply. We don't see each other much since he's in Hong Kong and I'm in Canada. At that moment, it was like everything stopped. All the memories of my father and me flooded my mind with waves of flashbacks. Tears started to fall as I began to cry and panic and saying, "Is he okay? Well, what happened?" My aunt answered, "We don't know. He was with his friend and suddenly he just had a stroke. His friend took him to the hospital and now he's in the emergency room. The doctors are performing surgery. It looks like it's very serious. He might or might not make it." I blurted out, "Oh my God! Oh my God, what should I do?" And she said, "I'll call you right back." I spent the next